Oh my God.
It's not something that people hand you and then it's already ready made. People have a chance to say, okay, I want my city or my state or my county to be like this, and how do I make that happen? Through the political process. It's through politics that we make a contribution as citizens to this great country of ours.
Abortion and gay rights are moral issues, but they're not the only two moral issues. War and peace, those are moral issues. Protecting the environment. Protecting the environment is a moral issue. Paying a living wage is a moral issue. Not torturing prisoners of war is a moral issue. And those are the issues the Democrats ought to be talking about from their faith-based values.
Why do you think a mock convention like this is so important to students and the young adults?
Because it makes them familiar with the political process. It gives them an appreciation of how the process works, I think. And it inspires them to get involved in the real thing. I mean, it's like, you know, if this mock convention is so much fun, well, imagine if it's for real.
What the fuck?
When it really, really counts, and when the person that you're voting for is really going to be the next president of the United States, or the next U.S. senator, or the next member of Congress.
Oh my God.
That's a tremendous feeling of satisfaction. And I think people through this mock convention will realize, hey, you know, politics isn't just a joke.
What does a scouter say about his power level? It's over